Once again, I do ask that you excuse me for my slight error. It seems that one of my residual side effects from my COVID has been some memory loss and confusion. For many years, when I would visit my godchild, she would always ask me, how did the world begin? And I gave her my own story, where I said, God created the world bit by bit. First, he made the sky and the sun. Then he made the stars and the moon. Then he made the fish and the water. He made the forest and he made the trees. And at a particular point, the angels asked God, are you finished? And he said, not yet. Well, finally, he creates people. And he says to these people, I want you to help me. And at that point, the angels ask God, is the world done yet? Is it finished? And God's response to the angels would be, I don't know. However, I'm going to ask these people whom I've created to be my partners to help complete the world. My brothers and sisters, that is what you and I are with God. Yes, God is our Father. God is our Creator. But we are partners in this earth together. He has given us the earth to care for it and to cherish it. But while we are on this earth, we are to grow. And the parable that we have today speaks about this. A seed is planted, and that is what you and I do. But it is for God to cause that seed to grow. And that is what our faith is like as well. St. Paul says, we walk by faith, not by sight. And it is through our faith that we, continue to live all the good things that we have received. We are now in ordinary time. And if you really look at this, it is really 6 months of ordinary time and 6 months of the extraordinary time. The extraordinary time, is Advent, Christmas, Lent, Easter, ending with Pentecost. And it is during that extraordinary time that we learn about Jesus. We learn about the beginning of our history in salvation. And we immerse ourselves into the mysteries of his passion, death, and resurrection. And we remember everything that has been passed on to us, our sacraments of baptism, our sacraments of Eucharist, everything. We learn and immerse ourselves every year in those mysteries. And what I like to say about our ordinary time is that we put into practice what we have learned. And thus, we are fulfilling God's work. We are his partners. When Jesus preached, he used words. Those words were told in stories. Those stories are called parables. And the point of those stories was to proclaim the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not something that we enter into because of any merit. It is something that we enter into as a gift, the same way that a child is given a gift. And Jesus has entered this and has started proclaiming the kingdom of God, and he does this through his preaching, through his healing, by his acts of mercy and his kindness. In turn, we are to do the same as well, to make the kingdom of God a reality here on earth. Here on earth, there is great contempt for life. There is much violence. There is much division. There is always a tendency of putting people into categories and separating. We do this. We also do this in our church, where we fail to recognize that we are all God's children. My brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is at hand. You and I are God's partners. It is the Holy Spirit that continues to work through us. It is through the precious body that we eat as our spiritual food. It is in those moments of contemplation that we grow in closer union with God, so that we can be God-like to those whom we encounter and are able to address the contempt for life, the violence, the discord, the divisions, the pigeonholing. So as we continue with this liturgy, let us continue to ask for that grace to be true to who God calls us to, and to always to seek God's mercy and God's care. We have two first holy communicants at this liturgy, Jaden and Emerus. And I hope that this is not the last holy communion that you'll be getting, that this will be the first of many holy communions. From the beginning of time, God loved you, and your parents brought you to church to be baptized into Christ so you may follow him. And now this is the continuation of that journey, receiving his precious body. Fortunately, you cannot receive his precious blood because of the COVID restriction. But this is growing in closer union with God. God has always loved you, and this is in turn his gift to you. So blessings to you both on this day.